My entire year revolves around the Yom Tovim, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot. My father, Olam Shalom, at a very young age, examined the tefillos of Rosh Hashanah with a fine-tooth comb. And then years later, I was later to hear from Maran HaRav Soloveitchik Zatzal countless shiurim on these topics. The Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, to me, is the most powerful tefillah of the entire year. The most charismatic. It expresses the very essence of what the day is all about. Marked by the sounding of the shofar, went to Rashi. Rashi writes twice, once in Emor, once in Masechet Rosh Hashanah. Rashi notes that Tfilas Aseder HaBrachos, the conjunction of Tfilas together with Brachos, is a Din D'oraisa. Most Rishonim disagree with Rashi. Ramban on the spot in Emor, and the Chiddush Ramban on Shas do not accept that premise of Rashi. But this combination of Tfilas Shofar with the additional brachas that we have in the Shemoneh Esrei and Rosh Hashanah, Malkiyos, Bellos, and Shofros, powerfully communicates the motifs of Rosh Hashanah. And these are very salient themes. Each bracha, each of the three additional brachas, expresses a different facet of Kabbalah Somal Hashemayim, which is essentially the acceptance of the sovereignty of Hashem Yisbarach. And I'll just briefly, more or less, try to encapsulate what each of these brachas are all about. Malchios posits the theme that by creating the world, Hashem acquires a proprietary interest in the world. Or what the Gemara calls Uman Kaina B'Shem Achkli, that a craftsman, by virtue of his talents, by virtue of his craftsmanship, in the course of assembling the particular kli that he is creating, is in reality a yotzer, a bore, a lamos. That's what the Ribbono Shel Olam, in effect, does and did. And that comes to the fore in Rosh Hashanah, especially in the piyut that's very commonly recited by both Sfaradim and Ashkenazim Rosh Hashanah night, namely, Vashem Haretzu Lo Atevel V'Yoshvei Bo. It expresses that theme very clearly. Rav Soloveitchik contended, recall what they do here, maybe you'll remember, perhaps better than I will, that that should be recited not immediately after Shemoneh Esrei, which is the minute in Klal Yisrael, I'm sure, or gradually perhaps have addressed this issue, but rather, it should be after Kaddish. So that's what I was learning to do all the years of my life. I don't think the shul here does that, if I recall correctly. I was only here once. And they do not do that. Not sure why. But whatever the case is, Malchios posits the theme that in creating the world, Hashem acquired this proprietary interest. Essentially, Hashem is not only the Melech HaOlam, but juridically, he's the owner of the world. Lashem HaRutzim Loa, Tevel B'Yoshriva. Why? Ki Hu Al Yamin Yisadoh, V'Yal Naharos Yehoneh. Because he obviously, as a result of that process of creation, which the Ramban Chumash utilizes several verbs to describe it, Bara, Yesh Me'ayi Nechz Nihilo, Yatzar, Yesh Me'yesh, Chomer, He Yulid, Hyletic Matter, which then was subsequently fashioned into different elements of the universe. I call it primordial chalot. Chomer, He Yulid. And then, ultimately, we have Asiya, which is the Makkah of Patish. That's what Ramban writes. I always thought there was a fourth verb based on the Gemara Nagim Tzochim, namely Havdalah, differentiation that we see clearly in Chumash Bereishis. Vayabdil Elokim ben Aor ben Achoshech, Vayabdil ben Amayim Hashem Tachaz Lorakiyah ben Amayim Mishaniyah Lorakiyah. So this idea, this notion that Hashem is both king and owner of the world promotes Kabbalah Malchus Shamayim by exhorting man to comply with the will of Hashem and essentially to expunge Avodah Zarah and idolatry from this world. And even though modern man has progressed enormously, but Yadus to a certain extent regards modern man as an idol worshiper and maintains that state will not be corrected to the arrival of Mashiach Tzidkenu. So more or less, that is the essence of Malchus. There's a lot to say about Malchus. Zichronos, if you look here, we'll see in a moment, we'll examine by way of overview, portrays the motifs of Hashgacha, divine providence, and the Bris. Of course, Hashgacha refers to the omniscience of Hashem Yisbarach, to his judgment of Rosh Hashanah, of mankind in general, and Klal Yisrael in particular. Ramban in Chumash already has noted, many Rishonim actually agree with Ramban, that the Hashgacha of Klal Yisrael is qualitatively different than Hashgacha of all other creatures. There's a very specific Hashgacha practice that Hashem has vis-a-vis every single Jew. Hashem came, Umasa'olam, is a more general kind of Hashgacha. And the Bracha of Zichronos Pasul is the idea that this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all three dimensions of time, past, present, and future, all merge into one unit. Hashem transcends time, and he cannot be characterized as either living in the past, in the present, or in the future. He transcends all three dimensions of time. Events that occur in the future already have emerged. Events which lie in the past are still transpiring. Events which have not yet occurred are already in existence. No event is lost. Every action has a reaction, almost a kind of effect that ripples in time. That theme is the theme of the Bracha of Zichronos that we'll momentarily examine. The motif of Bris is a bit more complicated. The Torah has a number of different Britot, between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael. Rav Soloveitchik commented often on the pasuk that the Torah has in Dvarim. It's actually a pasuk that's found twice in Chumash, with one exception. In one case, there's a Bav HaKibor, the other case without a Bav HaKibor. Kiyam Kodesh Shabbat Hashem Elokeva. In one place, it says B'chol Bacha Hashem. We also Yam School of Mikol Ha'am Hashem Pnei Adama. And the second place, Kiyam Kodesh Shabbat Hashem Elokeva. U B'chol Bacha Hashem. So in that second pasuk, the Bav HaKibor, Rashi Rei comments that Kedushas Atzmecha Le'Avosecha Va'od U B'chol Bacha Hashem. That the old reference to the Bav HaKibor. That's all that you got. That Rashi said in the Torah Shir. Tzvei Dinim, namely Kedushas Atzmecha Le'Avosecha, that each one of us have our own inherent Kedusha. That's the Kedusha enjoyed by Knesset Yisrael collectively. That Bris was included with the Avos, that invests each member of Klal Yisrael in Kedusha, and that, of course, precipitates obligations of the four mitzvahs. It's not voluntary, it's imposed upon us. I cannot renounce it. I can't give up my heritage. And the second Bris of Ga'od B'chol Bacha Hashem is individualistic, predicated upon my decision to comply with the laws of the Torah. And the Rav said there are nafkiminas. I'll just give you one nafkimina that he cited that he was very fond of. He wrote a number of nafkiminas. What's the deal of a mumar? Al pi aloha. A mumar, I think they translate as an apostate. So what's the status of the mumar al pi aloha? Is he classified as a Jew? Is he not classified as a Jew? So in certain areas, a mumar is considered to be a Jew. Mumar shekidesh kedusha kedushin. That's a pastor aloha. If he affects a kedushin, he marries someone, the kedushin is now. Why? Because that the answer is based on kedushas atzmecha le'avosecha.
Yes. Yeah, well, so his perspective in the Rebbe is
just... Okay, I'm not here to discuss that. Yesh makom ladun in this Rashi Rav Soloveitchik. But the idea of Zichronos essentially exhorts us to engage in Kabbalas Machshamayim by renewing the second bris on a daily basis, preserving this bris, Zochei HaBris, and let's just go to Shofros very simply. Shofros portrays the phenomenon of Gilui Shchina. Take a look here in the Shofros, you'll see in a few moments, it describes the revelation of Hashem at Har Sinai, details the Gilui Shchina that will prevail finally the arrival of Mashiach, and it concludes with a depiction of this Gilui Shchina, which can be experienced even nowadays. If someone is sufficiently discerning and sensitive, one can resolve the Gilui Shchina. So, these are the three additional brachos, and as I said, each bracha deals with the unique relationship that Hashem has with Knesset Yisrael. And the bracha Malchus, however, is a bit more expansive, as we'll see in a moment. Malchus has really two elements to it. And Rav Soloveitchik thought these two elements are found in every single tefillah that has in it this theme of Malchus. Namely, what is the double theme? We'll see in a moment. Malchus begins in Shemoneh Esrei with Aleinu Meshabeach. The first part of Aleinu expresses the idea that we recognize Hashem. We acknowledge the sovereignty of Hashem Yisbarach. Aleinu, the Shabbat Ladon Hakol. Shelo asonu lo samonu shehei mishtachadim lehem barik va'anachnu korim mishtachadim molded nevel amalti ablochim adorish baruch hu. And we continue. Hashem Elokim Hashemayim Mal Ve'Arz Mitana Zeno. But that essentially is a very particularistic relationship that Hashem has with us, because we were chosen by Hashem. We entered into a covenant with Him, and that's exactly why we are obligated to acknowledge His sovereignty. But that's not sufficient for Malchiel. The second theme of Malchiel is Alkin Nikak, the hope and ultimate aspiration that the entire world should recognize Hashem. Alkin Nikak of the Hashem Elokim Liros Mehiro Mishmeru Zuzecha Lahavir Yilulin Haaretz Ve'alilin Karosi Kavisun. And now the key word is the word call. You get the point. We want a universal acceptance on the part of Hashem and Barak. That's the second dimension of Malthus. These two dimensions I found came out every single tefillah of Malthus, and I spent decades examining the tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah, the ones that underscore the idea of Malchus, and you'll see these two ideas came out of it. So I'm going to just very briefly, I'm not telling you any chidushim whatsoever, Dvarim Shutim, literally Dvarim Shutim. As you know, Shemoneh Esrei consists essentially on Shabbos and Yom Tov of seven brachas. We have Avos, Devaros, Kedushas Hashem, and then we have the middle bracha, because all the intermediate brachas of Akasha were eliminated by Chazal, Gemara and Brachas, because of Omid Shabbos, Dircha, and then we have a Bracha of Kedush Sayyam. Instead of the 13 intermediate Brachas of Akasha, Bracha Tashem, the Kaddish HaShabbos, the Kaddish Yisrael Mazmanim, and the case of Rosh Hashanah, Melech HaKol Aretz, the Kaddish Yisrael, Yom HaZikaron. And then we have, of course, the end, the last three Brachas, which is, as we have in every Shemoneh Esrei, Avoda and Odah, and Sim Shalom. So Chazal have a number of rayas. Gemara Shoshana, the Chavad Aleph, the Gemara points out that the Musar Rosh Hashanah has to have three additional brachas that include Malchus and others in Shoshana. So that would have resulted in the Shoshana essay of Rosh Hashanah consisting of 10 brachas, 7 on Shabbos and Yom Tov, plus 3 additional brachas of Malchus and others in Shoshana. However, Chazal derived from a number of the Koros. The Gemara says in Brachas of Chotes, I'll read the Lashon. Hani Tesha de Rosh Hashanah, Kineged Tesha Askaras, Sharam Rechan Ben Tzivasa. So there are only 9. So obviously, one of the additional 3 Brachas has to be consolidated with one of the other 7 Brachas. This is the subject of the famous Machlokes Tanoim. I heard so many shiurim from the Rav, and this Machlokes Tanoim, cannot imagine. I probably heard 10 shiurim in the course of many years. What exactly is this issue? What's the machlokes? We pass the Rabbi Akiva. What we do is that we take the bracha Malchus and merge it with the bracha of Kedush Sayyam. That's what I mentioned a moment ago. Melech HaKol Aretz, Mekadosh Yisrael, Yom HaZikaron. Rishonim all as the Kasha on the spot, the Rashba, the Ramban, the Ritva, every single Rishon and the Iri. How could we do that? We are combining two things. We have a principle in Halacha in place of Rishonim. You can't have a Chasimus HaBracha that has two separate, two disparate themes. And of course, the answer is obvious, that Haimach. That's exactly what the Nusayom of Rosh Hashanah consists of, obvious. So there's no contradiction here. You don't have a Chasim of Bishayim, but rather, the Nusayom, which is Yom HaZikaron, expresses itself in Malchus. Melech HaKol Aretz, Mekadosh Yisrael, Yom HaZikaron, which is one of the 4 names of Rosh Hashanah that Chazal had told us, Yom HaZikaron, Yom HaDin, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Trua, those are the 4 names, that 4 nomenclatures that Chazal gave Rosh Hashanah. And as I indicated, Kedush Sayyam and Malchios merged together. There's 2 other opinions, of Shimon and Abiel, all that the Bracha Zechonas is the one that's merged with the Bracha Kedush Sayyam. I believe Avichai ben Uri is a 3rd Shita, that he contends that the Bracha Malchios should be merged with another Bracha, named the Bracha Kedush Sashen, the 3rd Bracha of Shemoneh Esrei. But as I said, we have the Psak, which is the Psak of Rabbi Akiva. We merge these 2 brothers together, Malchus and Kedush Sayyam. So now I'm just going to briefly, in the sheet in front of you, examine. Literally, I can only say that what I'm going to say is elementary, my dear Watson. So basic and fundamental. I heard this from my father when I was 5 years old. I'm not exaggerating. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Take a look at the sheet in front of you. Item number one, you have the three brachas of Shemoneh Esrei. Going to item number two, this, of course, presents right away an issue. Namely, one would have thought, after Kadosh, Hashem HaKadosh, Olchat HaShem, HaMelech HaKadosh. Instead, what do we have? V'lechei Tepatel HaShem Elokeinu, HaKol Ma'asefa. And it continues. V'lechei Tepatel, V'lechei Tzadikin, the Siloh. And then finally we have, on the top of three, Baruch Atah Hashem, HaMelech HaKadosh. So our Soloveitchik thought that this is an indication that the other two positions are not categorically rejected. But on the contrary, we see elements of Malchios here in the bracha of Kedushas Hashem, namely the third bracha Shemoneh Esrei. Because otherwise it would have ended HaMelech HaKadosh without the V'chein Tepatel. Another fascinating comment of the Rav, and this is Nogea since Dr. Bleshlita is here. The very beginning, the first one asked the question, V'chein Tepatel HaShem Elokeinu. We want there should be a sense of pacha. That's not sufficient. Ve'emosla, sense of ema. Ve'yiroucha, not sufficient. Ve'yishtachlo. So, one entire shiur, the Rav devoted to distinguishing between pachad, ema, yishtachlo, and yir. I'm not going to go into that. He said he was asked by a psychologist, he said this a number of times. Well, Hashem is trying to intimidate us. He's trying to frighten us. So the Rav answered, yes. He wants us to feel guilty. Guilty as charged. That we're not up to snuff, we're not up to par. And so that's why we have these four terms which he distinguished between them. And this requires not just a lexicon, but a knowledge of all Tanakh and Rishayim that he displayed a number of times. The distinction, very nuanced distinction between these four terms and the way the terms are utilized. But the Python goes on to say, by the way, I just again want to point out, I'll call myself. Al kol ma'aser ba'asa, yiruch kol ha'masim, kol ha'bruim, v'yosu chulam. What's the idea of Malchus? As I said earlier, the second aspect of Malchus, which is in Alkin Kaveh, the entire world should recognize Hashem. That's really the ultimate intent. Not that we should have a particularistic relationship with Hashem without involving the rest of the world. But there's no question we have a particularistic relationship, and that's in the next two paragraphs. V'chein te'kavon Hashem li'amecha. That's Am Yisrael. Simcha le'artzecha, sasim li'recha. U'mechein tzadikim, yirim li'smachu, klal Yisrael, yisham li'alozu. But of course we want, kol ha'rishon kum ha'kiyashim tikla, kisavim, memshel ha'zadim in ha'aretz. And essentially this is the first three brachas of Shemoneh Esrei, which has in it, as I said, even the other shita, that contends that you join Kedushas Hashem together with Malchus. That's already Merumos over here in this section. Potentially number three. Yes, I mean, there are almost two sections here. The first is Chayim Tepatzo. Hashem wants to essentially impose his sovereignty upon the entire world. But the reality is that they're not ready to accept it. Only we, L'chein Ten Kavo, Chen Tzadikim, we accept the Malchus of Hashem, his hegemony, they don't. I'll discuss it a bit further in a few moments. Number three is Atam HaKhatanu, that's classic, Batitam HaShem Elokeinu V'Yavo, Yom HaZikaron HaZeh, Nechata'enu, going on to four, the Karbanos, and now five begins the Malchus. You're all aware that Alein Shabbat, when the Chazal was Niskan by Yeshua ben Nun, Alki Mekaveh, is connected to Ochan, the story of Ay, Tanakh. Exactly what his connection is, that also needs a lot of discussion. Derech Agav, I should mention, Lefi Ani Yosdaiti, the best sefer on the Tfilos of Rosh Hashanah, I'm talking about the Shemoneh Esrei that we're discussing, is in the Sichos of Hagoyim, Rabbi Bigdi Levin Sol Shlita. There's nothing comparable to it. Lefi Ani Yosdaiti. He analyzed every single pasuk in Malchus, in the Shefras, in the most beautiful way. I heard him say, I went 8 years to his sifah. I heard him say the shiur many, many times. Uncanny some of the chidushim that he has. I heard it was translated into English as well, Shabbati. Matter of fact, it's probably translated into a number of languages. And it's just absolutely superlative. I don't know how to describe it. Any description would be a diminution of what he did. So that means Kedai in general, his sifahs and chumash are phenomenal. Plus, I told people in this shul, you want to learn some Hebrew? Look at the sifah of Rav Nevesol. He has a very beautiful Hebrew. And he's not afraid to express it. I wouldn't call it yeshivish. He's lacking in yeshivishkeit, but he speaks Hebrew properly and with fluency and with mellifluity. That's how I can describe his Hebrew. His Hebrew is poetic. I think I mentioned here a number of times. I've been in to his home at Purim and Tezvah. I have turned the Dalit, still living in Shemesh. And so I go there, and Ori, the first thing he says to me, many times I went there, David, and Shatiti, Rabbi Yayin, and the level of Sokshim Allah. And Shum Horashi. So a number of times I've done a number of things there. Probably things that are not so in order. I don't think the doctor here would approve of what I did. Whatever the case is, Rav Nevesol on a number of occasions told me that David Tatfil Ashir. And I begin, what should I sing? Gramin. So I do the niggin, la 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 la, and he begins to compose poetry on the spot. If I would have seen it before and I had heard it on five occasions, I wouldn't believe it's possible. What does he weave in the poetry? Tanakh, Rishayim, the Russian, the Morris, on the spot. Even also, once I decided the thing I mentioned, I said to myself, I said to the Rav, and you will tell them, I'll say the Daniel. I wanted to test it. Knows everything by heart. I'll taste it in Shas, he was not. The Daimish Shabruah, says Pach. So I'll test him by the Neil. Okay. As a parent. So, of course, I had a big Tanakh with me. Make sure I could read it. But I don't know if you've seen the old Mazur and Kobos. They had these massive Kobos. I still have it in my house. I'm embarrassed to take it to shul. I would like to daven from it, but people would look at me askance. But I don't do it. That's what I daven as a youngster. Massive Kobos. They have a small one, and they have a massive Shasibra edition. I used to daven from that. So I have a massive Tanakh. And I decided to stand behind this guy who's a very, very big guy. I mean, I'm talking about he would completely block me. So I said, I chose the Aramaic prophet. Let's see if he knows the Aramaic prophet. He then proceeds to battle off the entire parak, word for word. So I said, no, parak echad. He does the second parak for me. But then he turns the tables on me. Okay, David, I shall have that. He corrected me the first possible. I couldn't read that big. So that's where, so his sefer is absolutely fantastic. I really recommend it to everyone, and you'll enjoy it immensely. I believe it's in English, but I was told the translated, but it's good to learn the Hebrew because it's a beautiful, poetic Hebrew. So here we have, let's start with, we went to four in the vote of five, which is essentially, as you can see, the two parts of Malchus. Alenu is referring to Klal Yisrael. Alkin Kaveh is obvious. And you can see the key word. The Chol B'nei Basar Yigu B'Shmecha, Lachna Selecha, Kol Yishe Oetz. Yakir Re'edu, Kol Yishe Yisrael. Kila Hatzicha, Kol Dera, Yishara, Kol Lash. Okay. Now, as you know, the Gemara writes in Rosh Hashanah that there are three segments to each of the brachos. One is the introduction, which is a definition of terms, the glossary, a table of content. That's what we just read here in Aleinu. The second are 10 psukim that are drawn from where the Gemara presents it. Three Torah, three psukim, three Neviim, and the last one is Torah. The Seder is the subject of all Rishonim. Thought why we are all to the Seder. Should be Tanakh, Torah, Neviim, psukim, and it becomes Torah, psukim, Neviim. The simple pshat of Rabbi Tesis is that it's a chronological thing. Most of the psukim from psukim by Tehillim, Rabbi Amelah came before Neviim. There are other answers, as I'll mention. Was not satisfied with that answer, Kedarko, and presented a thesis based on Pia Kabbalah. Unbelievable. That's creativity writ large beyond belief. I'm not convinced of that answer. That's what I'm not sharing with you right now. I heard it a number of times. Matter of fact, he has in the Rishima Shurim and Brachas, he once said a whole Shia, several Shurim and Dovash Rikdusha, that lives in Dovash Rikdusha. 25 pages, you take a look at Shiva Shirum, Rav Rajman, Rav Rajman, kashas are outstanding. And the Tirutzim, he thought he did the Bible in the he answered everything. I'll be a couple. Kashas are lifish and kashas. I'll be nigla. And all the answers, I'll be nista. So I wasn't happy with that. But here also, he has a similar kind of approach, but I can't share right now. It needs a lot more time, a lot more devotion to what exactly he explicated. So here, the simple answer, it's chronological. So now take a look at the temp sukkim. By the way, there can be more than temp sukkim. We've already said that. And you'll take a look. You can read the sukkim here at the bottom of five. That's the first. Then we continue on six. The As you can see, you have Yimloch in the first pasuk, and Tuas Melach Bon in the second pasuk, the Nema, Yibishur Melach, and the third pasuk, those are three psalms in the Torah. That pasuk, Yibishur Melach, is not always a Rishon, and what's he referring to? Is he referring to Hashem is Barach, or the other possibility, Moshe Rabbeinu? Not always a Rishon. Then we continue. Why the introduction, Dibre Kotshecha, that speaks of Ksuvin? The answer is that Ksuvin are written Beruach HaKodesh. Mashing in the next section, is Baruch Nebuah. What's the distinction between Baruch HaKadosh and Nebuah? Wow, that needs a lot of attention. My Rebbe Rav Kanetovsky Zatzal, maybe 50 years ago, told me, here's how he put it. I remember his language. Now, perhaps you could spell it out what he meant. He's a Talmud Rav Soloveitchik. Baruch HaKadosh is a heightened sense of the present. And Nebuah is a futuristic ability, the ability to be predictive about the future. Another be able to see things in the future. Ruach HaKodesh is a person who has a sense of what's happening now, but a heightened sense of that. That needs explanation also. I'm not going through it right now, but let's take a look at the next. In six of Divrei Kotshecha. So now we expect to have three psukim. Of course, we don't have three psukim. Kil Hashem Amuk HaMashem HaGoyim. Number one. V'nem Hashem Malach Yer Yislavesh. By the way, our Yislavesh once said a shir. It's found in a sefer called Yemei Zikaron. The first shir there. He has the stira. This is just the Akaga. A stira. We know that Gaiva is not a midah that one should in any way nurture, cultivate. One should distance oneself from Gaiva. The Rav Birsh Abishai writes, the double Oshin, someone told me, okay, that's why we're not so careful with mess. Because there's only one Bay, and Shmat the Bay that I should say, not Bay Bay. I don't want to tell you what I told him. Anyway, so here we have the second pasuk. Hashem Baruch is the Rabbi Sestira. On the one hand, Gaiva is a quality that should be completely and totally expurgated, eviscerated. And yet Hashem Baruch is Lovish. So the Rabbi answered in one of those shiur that he said, not related to Rosh Hashanah. So he did him. Gaiva, of course, should be completely and totally eliminated. But Geus, a sense of self-esteem that everyone has to have. That's how we resolve this stira between the two. And it's a midah of Hashem Yisbarach. And the Gemara says in Sefer Yudalid, Ma Hu Avata. We used to often quote that Gemara. Ma Hu Mevakeh Chelel, Ma Avata, Mevakeh Chelel, Ma Hu Menachem Aveil, Ma Avata, Menachem Aveil. And then he used to say, Ma Hu Yetzer Alamos, Ma Hu Mechadesh, Avata Mechadesh. You also have to be creative and be Yetzer Alamos. Okay, that doesn't say that in Gemara. That's our Soloveitchik's interpolation. The Kitzer, then we have the number, the third person. Something happened here. That's the third pasuk. We say this, as you know, the Mizvah Yom Rishon. Misa Melach HaKavar Hashem Misa V'Gibor Hashem Gibor Mochama. Sushar Meshechem. What? Three psukim. There are more than three psukim here. So, I think I mentioned, when I was 6, 7, 8 years old, my father wanted us to be into davening, so he created this quote-unquote incentivization program. How is that? If we memorized each three lines, he'd give us a nickel for the entire paragraph. And if we knew the translation of every word, not a nickel. So as a, when I tell this story to people, they say, what a Friday you were. Nickel. A nickel then was. I remember we once went to the Lower East Side, I'm very into Justice Pickles. They don't have that. I don't see that here. That's a song. But anyway, so I brought actually with me on the plane a number of times, Justice Pickles. And one time I had a very, very unfortunate event that occurred. I thought it was, you know, the canister was really tight. Apparently it wasn't. And it began to, it was a leak. The ship sprung a leak. And there were rivulets of this pickle juice in the aisle of the plane. And it was clearly a certain scent that existed. And then Everyone said, well, everyone said they suddenly didn't know what it was. And then I realized what was happening. I said, I better leave my seat and move elsewhere. So, a race of the Shaka Yaka Gedusa, Moro says. So I decided to move to a different area of the plane. But anyway, they traced it to me. They just followed the river that said it was really incontrovertible evidence. So I explained to them I was just trying to bring Gus's pickles there to sell. It was something that was the hoof. That was such a tzerech chiyuli. I just simply was not able to. They didn't see that in that kind of vein for some reason. I tried to explain to them what the nature of Gus's pickles. I remember we used to go on the other side. My father was showing myself. And once we, because of this nickel, became very attached to nickels because of the trilos that I was made memorizing. And so I once went to a pickle barrel there on the other side. And I said, how much is this pickle? And he told me this pickle is a nickel. So then I said, how much is this little plane of pickle there? He said, this plane of pickle there is also a plane of nickel. Anyway, so I was trying to get it down. But kitzer, that's just from the days of yore. So now back to this topic. So what goes on here? So my father, I couldn't memorize this story. I couldn't figure out what's going on here. There's several distinctions between the first couple and the second couple. First, Binasu, and then Melchakabo, and then Mizeh. And then the second time, Usu, and then Miuzeh, Melchakabo, as opposed to Mizeh, Melchakabo. And the third, which is corresponding to the other, instead of Melch, he's the Zukibor, Hashem Tzok is Melchakabo himself. Baal Soloveitchik said a whole shiur. I'll just briefly tell you what he said, which was to me, he said, it's one pasuk, it's one thing. Vihinosu is the nifa. The gates of the world have nothing to say in opening up and letting Hashem's Baruch enter. I remember he spoke about communist China and Soviet Union. He went down to all the crowded countries and all the demagogues and all the autocracy, etc., etc. They didn't want that Hashem in. So what does the Baruch Shalom do? First of all, what do they say? They say, Mizeh Melchakov. And the Lord thought that was like the pasuk in Shmos when Moshe Rabbeinu comes and is calling Kadosh Paro. Mizeh Hashem Asher Eshra B'Kol L'Shalach Es Yisrael. Lo Yodati Es Hashem V'Gam Es Yisrael Lo Hashaveach. That's what he saw here. Chutzpah. A defiance. Mizeh Melchatova. So you know what Hashem says? The Lord didn't use this lashon. But my father liked this. Al Hof and Al Pachon of Lo Yasa. Hashem Yisrael Zegibu Hashem Diba Mocham. That's the first part. We recognize Hashem later. So what is the second part? Susha Roshema Usu. I mean, perhaps the U.S. Olam say, maybe we can also find some tangency with Hashem Yisbarach. And then they go on to say, Mihuzeh, Ta'erli, describe to me what he's like. The answer is Hashem Tzokos, another double seller. Because in this four sukkim, you have the two couplets, the Tzvei Dilim and Malkus. That's also what she said. It's a Shia and not the Owls. Just explaining why it's one pasuk. There's no violation. Even though you can have more than 10 psukim, there's no isa, the Gemara says. But he thought this thematically is perfect. This also, as you know, Kom Hashem, Melech Yisrael Gualom, Ani Rishon, Ani Akron, and Balodai Elokim. Wow. The Rav told over in one of his shiurim, the story of the Ger Potocki of Vilna. And when he was, there are many stories. The Rav didn't tell some of the well-known stories. Maybe we can speak to Rabbi Grafson. You're probably aware of some of these stories. The Goyim, the Vilna Goyim, was contemporary. He was actually, literally, he was burned at the stake on the second Exodus in Vilna. So he was very, very depressed. So the Goyim said, I can get you out. This is how the Rav didn't tell this. Because he used to have all kinds of Kabbalah stories about the Gra from his father, from all the way back to Akai Velojan. This one is known that the Gaon said, well, you'll come to the pipes, and who knows, however the Gaon will do whatever he does. But the Gaon sent him a message. He said, I'm depressed. I have no mishpacha. I'm a ger. Gershon is kind of country in Lila Domi. And the way the Rav said, he said, I have no father. I have no mother. So the Rav quoted, the Goyim said to him, Yalkut Shivani, Ani Vishroi, Ani Achron. The Baruch Shem said, I am your father, I am your mother. All very beautiful, very majestic kind of description. How the Goyim responded at the end, he was Mekadoshim Shammai. And then we continue. And he show by the Achron, Golo Shir Batsion, Mesla Shem Amlucha, Ayashem Mel Hakol Oretz. And the last pasuk, Usarasa Hazalema, also expresses this two double theme, this dual theme. Rashi and Chumash, Kamen Shema Yisrael, Hashem Shu Elokeinu, Osidios Hashem Echad Ishmael. Exactly the two, the dialectic, the dual theme about this. Mamish embedded in that pasuk of Shema Yisrael. I continue. Now we have the third section, which is number 7. And this is obviously the conclusion, the concluding petition. And again, the key word is obvious. That's what we want. Universal acceptance of the mouth of the Hashem. The hope of Abadah goes to I'll call your Shay Sevil at Zecha. The Eda Kolpo Ukiato Alto. The Yogin Kol Yatsurukiato Yitzarto. And that's the third segment of Malthios, which ends, of course, with the bracha that I mentioned, not the position of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, of Shimon Gamliel, but the position of Rabbi Akiva, that we merge this bracha with Kiddush Sayom, the bracha of Malthios. And that's the bracha that you see. Now, I am going to daven here, this Hashem, Musaf, or Rosh Hashanah, so I don't want you to get excited when I change the Nusach. Namely, Ki Ato Elokim Emes Udvarcha Malkeinu Emes Ukayim Lo'ah. That's the Nusach HaAmah. The Mishnah Berurah rejects it. So I'm defending your position. Asolechi, of course, said Malkeinu because of the din of Ben Chasima Son of Chasima, which he was very makbid about. So I'm also makbid about. Of course, people in the shul, when I once got the maft here, and I then did that in the Haftaris also, and the brachas there, they got all excited. So I was very happy. I was able to. The Rav is very makbid about this in many places. I'm not makbid in every place, but back over here is one of the places I am makbid on. So that's what I'm going to say. So even though people may, no one talks here during davening, Baruch Hashem, so you won't be able to correct me. But that's the Ein Chasima. Rishon LeRuah rejects it. The question is why? That needs a separate discussion. Okay, that ends basically Malchus. Then let's go quickly to Zichronos, and as you can see here, in Zichronos, essentially the theme that I spoke about earlier, Shimon Baum is here. He said the Daf Yomi, so I have to end at 9 o'clock, but he told me I'm about an extra 10 minutes if he's not to come. So maybe I can get another 10 minutes. So so here you see, as I indicated, this theme, and this needs also a very careful examination of all the there are a number of things that I mentioned earlier that are clearly found in this, in the Tfilah of Zichronos. There's also a lot of language here that needs a careful explanation. The difference between Talmudos and Historos needs attention. That's all that you want to all share on that. What's the difference between Talumos and the Storos? But this is clear. The Rebbe does not forget anything. And let's just continue. Here we have also a discussion about Rebbe Shalom, as I said earlier, the Hashkocha Pratis, which is really the main theme of Zichronos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to remember everything. Rebbeinu Shalom is simultaneously concerned with the universe as a whole, as well as with each person individually. That you see here, in this language. It means prima facie, Rebbeinu Shalom should not be concerned with any single individual. The individual is very insignificant and plays only a minor role in the cosmic drama, the historical drama. Yet Hashem is aware of each person and judges it individually. Gam kol ha'itzur lo nichad mimeko ha'kol govi v'yodua v'fonecha Hashem Elokeinu tzofeh u'mabit atzof kol ha'doros. And the tenet of Hashkocha Pratis is a very significant tenet. Namely, Rebbeinu Shel Olam is concerned with every individual, with every single event in my life, and there's a moral corollary as well over here that the communal good should never preempt the individual good. One should not devote all one's efforts to assist the entire Jewish community and not devote any time to help individual. One should never discount the value of the individual. That's what Nietzsche was all his commenting on the fact that the non-Jewish world doesn't have any concept of stock of an individual. Cancer Foundation, Heart Foundation, it's always tziburi. But if a bashul comes to the door, knocks on your door, and asks for something, you'll dismiss him very quickly. The whole concept is non-existent. Ki yom chachicha, imach. That concept is non-existent in the non-Jewish world. So here we see the concern that Hashem has with every single individual. There's Ashkocha Protis as well as Ashkocha Klobos. And the same should be true of man. And even like the Baruch rules, the entire cosmic drama from momentous events on Earth to the insignificant flight of nebula, the outskirts of the cosmos. But he's equally concerned with helping, caring, and protecting each and every individual. And again, as I said, the word kol here, interesting, could either mean the whole, or it can mean each. It means in the sentence, I said the word kol hamifal. You see that line? Atah zocher as kol hamifal means the whole of creation, in its entirety. And yet the next phrase, the gam kol ha'yitzur malicham mibeka, relates to each creature is remembered by him. Now the conjunctive, begat, bridges these two phrases. And the next sentence portrays a different perspective. Hakol golim lofedu ha'fanecha, Hashem elokeinu tzofeh, u'mabit atzom kol ha'doros. In time, all three dimensions, past, present, and future, all are revealed to Ribono Shel Olam. Even Hashem is concerned with the endless and infinite future, nevertheless, kisavi kol zikaron li'pagit ha'ruach ha'nafesh. Every inconsequential spirit and soul is judged by Hashem. Because there's no difference between the Bar Elam's concern with infinity, both in the physical sense with respect to the boundless cosmos, and the historical sense in terms of the future. On the other hand, the concern for every single individual. And again, you see this. Lehizochem masim rabim b'hamon b'riyos la'in tachlis. So, Rosh Hashanah is, as you know, a Yom Teshuvah for all of Pakistan. On the other hand, it's also a Yom Teshuvah for each individual. Atodorish masi kula. So it's interesting that, since I'm at it already, the Gam is Noach v'Avo Zacharta, my father was showing me, he asked me, how did he get into the Besh? What's the Gam is Noach v'Avo Zacharta? Like if Kidei v'Vay Yishuv v'Rachamim, why is Noach introduced with the brothers of Zechonis? And what's the Begam? That Noach was also saved. How does he contribute to his bracha? So Soloveitchik suggested that Noach was rescued for two reasons. First, through Noach, I could have involved and saved humanity. Had Noach and his family drowned, humanity would have perished. Secondly, Noach was saved as an individual, as someone who was deserving of being rescued. He also already said, the Pasuk says. But the conjunctive Begam, said the Rav, expresses that both rationale are equally admirable to Noah. Noah was rescued because Hashem did not want to exterminate all humanity. And the phrase, the Gam is Noah, the Avos, the Charto, reflect the individual merits of Noah himself. Hashem said, Noah, because he loved him. You can't love humanity as a whole, you can love individuals. The Avos, the Charto, refers to Noah as an individual. Noah was saved on his own account. So in effect, you have here, again, another very, very significant theme that's out of the Zechonis. Now just take a look at the Pesukim. I see I'm almost, I still have a few moments. Number 9. Karkosu v'sarasa. Let's start the Pesukim. First from the Torah. Vayisrael Elokim is not number 1. The name of Vayisrael Elokim is Karkosu, number 2. Number 3 is Achad, is B'si Yaakov. And then on the way, Karchecha. Zechor also in the Pesukim, number 1. Terech Nasa Nireh, Yisrael Elokim is number 2. Number 3, and then the last set from the Nevi'im before the Pasuk in the Torah. By the end of the Pasuk, they were home, Garasa, Nazi, Shalai, Maymar, Kom, Hashem. Zachati, Lo, Chesed, Nu, Raich, Abbas, Lo, Soich, Lefte, Achon, Amidba, Meir, Sol, Zua. Then it's slightly, I see, cut off on number 10. Zachati Adias Bisi Osaf Menu Royach Maki Mosbach Bisalam and Amar is one of the most, I think, famous all the Nigunim, Adafi and Abein Yaki Leafai. And here I saw Vichik said an entire Shia on this possible. Abein Yaki Leafai, Kali Sios compares Leafai of Ben Yoka, a dear child, in Yelichar Shuin, the my grandchildren and I buy, it's called Kfar Shashuin. It's like Toys R Us, I don't know which, in the United States, they have that. Where you come from also, South Africa. No toys over there. Anyway, Kfar Shashuin. So in Yellow Shashuin, compared to a child that you dangle, he be dead, down and grows up as Gurenero. So then she asked the Kashi, which is asked by the Malvin, by men, the Persian, and the Tanakh, and he's talking to Nibion. There's a problem here. Kali says, compared to Ephraim, Aben Yakir, Yelach HaShurim, then it says, can be day Davibo? When I speak about Ephraim, Zop, ask you right along. I remember him. What comes first? First the Chiro, then Dibo. He had the possibility to reverse it. First Dibo, then Sira. So the Lord, one of his many writings that the term Zuchiba not only means to remember, by the way, the Ramban writes in Fumash, the Pasuk of Zophas and Roshav is a Kasha. Ramban de Barichos understands Zechira. Ramban said there's a Din Daraisa. Every day when we say Hayom, we wish a Roshavas. From the Kaim, the Din Daraisa of Zophas and Roshav is a Kasha. Every day, the Shush Hayom. But what does the word Zechira mean in the context of Shabbos? Not just to remember. Zachor is Hashem also with Amalek, and undoubtedly to remember what Amalek, what they wrought. But here, in the context of Shabbos, Ramban says, Zohar means lehikageya. Zohar means to pine for the Shabbos. To look forward to the Shabbos as being the epicenter of my life. I mentioned when I was in Eretz Yisrael, so I fell in love with a Sefer called Siddur Shal Shabbos. Rabbi Yossel Zeinberg said, at the time of the Roth, I introduced this book to that Sefer. I'm going to Rabbi Yossel. And I fell in love with that Sefer. I even went to the Kever many times. It's fast. I'm not a Kever person. I'm a terrible dude. And I went to the Kever of the Baal Siddur Shal Shabbos. He's Machaber of other Svarim as well. I'm Chumash. And a lot of beautiful Svarim he wrote. I had them all, actually. Not that I really learned that, but this Sefer I learned. So it describes there how this individual on Shabbos, he was on a high beyond belief. He was dancing in a different hemisphere. And then after Shabbos, little by little, till Tuesday night, he can no longer make Abdullah for Tuesday night, tomorrow. So then by then, he already had come down from his lofty perch and landed on this planet, on Terra Firma. And then, Machabah on Wednesday, all the action began again. And Thursday, more frenzy. And by Friday, passionate Machabah, he was in a different world. Now, Tzemberg, that's how I've always spoken about that safe. It's the quote from that safe. That's why I put it. Beautiful, absolutely gorgeous safe. So I go back here. The Rav said, when the word Eskereno in this context, exactly means what the Ramban says, Zohar from Shabbos to Kachin. When I speak about Ephraim, I have literally pangs of love for Ephraim. I need a Gageya. I have I yearn for Ephraim. I want to connect with him. That's what it says. I'll keep the homu may I love. My innards. Rachim Rachman Mashem. There's one bit of a problem here. Where's the 10 pasuk? So now take a look at the last section. Unfortunately, it's cut off, I see. Zachrein, more or less, you have the theme, the themes of Zachonos. And then the pasuk is found with Zachad and Bishishonim. Why is this pasuk divorced from the body of Tem Sukkim? So I'll let you tell that what should the Chazan do? The Chazan should read the way I'm going to describe to you in a moment. You should stop if you want to stop the Nama before Aben Yakir. Stop over there and whatever they sing over there to somehow give the Chazan a chance to rest. And then Aben Yakir there, and then you should begin. Okay, we got to say so. Connected to. It's what I do for the last 40 years. Because how could this possibly be separate?
After the pasuk of Aben Yakir, they say
the next. That goes into the next. So you want to connect to the 10th pasuk?
Of course, you have to read.
The Nama. The Nema obviously refers to Aben Yakir. So you say, you want to stop Bris Olam, and you can stop there, and then you say, Benema Aben Yakir, then you continue without pausing the Elkanah to the third side. And that's what he was knowing to do. I am knowing to do that as well. Okay, the Eshim said, Makom Baduna, the whole thing. But I'm not discussing the. I have issues coming out with a lot of things I just said. I'm just telling you all a lot of things I heard from the Rav Zatzal. And then the brothers are happy. Let's just get to the last part because I want to finish more or less on time. Number 11. Is the Torah Shofar. Shofar is essentially Yushu. You see it from after the Blaisa, Baran Kodeva, refers to Maimon HaSinai, and a beautiful, majestic description of the Theophany. Hakosim Sarasekha, that's not particularly, by Ibrahim HaShishya Sabote, number one. Number two, Kala Shofar, going on to 12. The Kala Rome is Hakon Sarapidim, Bayaron by Yalu, Bayaron by Yalu. The Rav is to quote the Kotska and this possible. Bayaron by Yalu, the one of his favorite Kotskis, that the Kotska has sharp Remlach, Harif Ma'od, and pungent beyond belief. I go in, I go from Gerela, because that's how I was to quote the Kotska all the time. I was a Rav in the Shul in the Bronx, and to my chagrin, dismay, he davened in that Shul. That was not healthy. Anyway, so Bayar Hom Bayalu, Bayamdu Merachok, every drasha needs to protest. Ichmach HaNachor! And everything I said. So, and then I said, walk him home with Chaim Wilson. So, Bayar Hom Bayalu, Bayamdu Merachok, so the Kotsky says, Bayar Hom Bayalu, there are the shokel, and they have Yishtanu for the buttons. Which means often a person hears, wow, a drasha, you hear a magnificent, oratorical, majestic drasha. Phenomenal! And a few moments later, you just go on your merry way because nothing happened. That's what the Kotsky says. Bayaro Bayalu, word way, my father told me to say, Smechim kinisinosim ha'asina. Vishas nisinosim, it was smechim. And nachapominu, it's all over. That's what the Kotsky says. Anyway, that's just the Chagav. Udile Kotshma, now we come to the middle section again, Tem Sukin. This clearly does not look like Tem Sukin. By the way, you see, all of the people, Su Hashem called Shefer. This, by the way, is the probably the biggest Yisod in the Ramban, who wrote a drasha to Rosh Hashanah. I don't know if he ever delivered that drasha. I can't imagine anyone remaining for that drasha. It must have gone on for 5 days. He basically reviewed the whole Masechta. And our Soloveitchik learned with us the drasha on a number of occasions. In the summer in Boston, he must have spent 2 weeks learning this drasha. Word for word. He just, the way he was medayik in the Ramban was, I think, he had a love affair with the Ramban even more than the Amma. That was my stuff. Rabbi Ganak told me that's true. He said, that he was more a Ramban man than he was an Amma man. He knew the Ramban movement by heart. But here you have this pasuk, all of the kids who are basically one of the Hopkiya Sharifa and Hopkiya Sadin. They're trying to take the Vida Sadin and sweeten it. That's true. Ramban writes it. Humish and the Dosh of Ramban, true in Tanakh is always found in the context of Din. And then we want to, by the way, all the tefillos of Rosh Hashanah are designed to take the din and turn it into rachamim. Every single tefillah, you have to search it in the piyutim, and it's all over the place. So I continue. The Rav Nachashia said in his dramatic way with Misha writing Rosh Hashanah, Shefer Marich, the Chatzitz and the Katzitz, Shemit Sayed B'Shefer, they're blowing both. But which one, shall we say, ultimately prevails? Shefa. Chatzetzes is essentially a din and shir. Torah speaks of chatzetzes. Of course, it mentions the chamshas lochoma. And also, the Torah says, Yom Simchasim, Ravichim, Rashi, Chachetim, Muskatim, Chatzetzes, is a rush. In the Rosh Hashanah, that the Soletzik was Ominon, but he said there's a struggle, a hitnakshut between the chatzetzes and the shofar. There's a major struggle taking place between din and shira. Who's going to prevail? And that's what we discussed, the whole issue, is that din of simcha and Rosh Hashanah, and their rai is the kind of a kind. That's a favorite topic. Rabbi Blatchrita, you, Baruch Hashem, handle that topic. I have nothing to do after I read his essay about eating basa on Rosh Hashanah. And you have to read that sefer. It's in the Yalkut, another one of the essays. Yalkut Eliezer. I already read the Sefer now twice, so maybe the third time I have a chazaka. But the Baal did the Sefer. So much I know, but there's nothing to say. I have swallows here and there, He quotes 1,000 swallows, that's the end. Anyway, so the here you have the second Pasuk HaTzeitzis, and then Tikkun B'Chol Yeshiva, and then you think, okay, now everything is fine. Three Psukim. Then we got B'Nema HaLuka. There are a number of Psukim over here. So that's what he said. It's partial. It's all one person. A person experiences Gilu Shchina. What is the reaction? You begin to dance. You have the schus of being in the presence of Hashem Yisbarach. And I think the many who daven this, they sing it. Hallelujah, you sing it all together. It's one Shira. The greatest simcha for a Jew is to do with Hashem. That's the greatest simcha that one could have. And that automatically precipitates Rikud. Precipitates dancing and singing and a very jubilant, joyous kind of reaction. So it's all one person. That's how we took care of this problem. I'm almost finished. I'm past the time already. Anyway, so they had the Tukim from the Vim, there's one to say there also. On the next page is the, let us end with this, the final Chasima, Kamishen, Gondel, Kedusena. By the way, notice here that, again, you have another problem in terms of Sukkim. I'm not discussing the issue right now, need separate halakhic discussion. But Kamishen, Gondel, Kedusena, we want the Shevush on Mashiach, and we should come back to us as well. And then the Bracha, of course, is a classic. Shomea called to us Abba Yisrael Rachamim. That's the Ramban. So as you pointed out, Ramban of the Brasha, Ramban of Perish Al Tera, he characterizes Rosh Hashanah as Yom Din Rachamim, essentially Yom of Din, tempered by elements of Rachamim. And all the teals of Rosh Hashanah again carry that Din, resonate with that Din. Essentially Yom Adin with elements of Rachamim. And that's the Bracha. Shomea called Trua, Yom Adin, the Rachamim. That's what the Ritva and the Rishonim say. That's how the Lord salvates you. He was very, I think I mentioned, that's why I'm not the Makri. Pshuto l'fadeh, pshuto l'achrona. You know what it means? Pshuto mi'atchol ha'asayif. No bumps, no ups, no downs. You know how many times the poor Baal Tokea had to repeat the tefillah? Tens and tens of times. Because he ups and downs. Of course, when you have to blow a shofar tefillah, tashrach, 5 seconds. Try to blow tashrach for 5 seconds. Many, many times. I can't do it. I wouldn't even try. So that's why you have 5 Baal Tokea lined up. And after each one collapsed, the next one came. The old Rosh Hashanah. Then it's a nace, the last one remained. It's a Mamshan nace, these and these. And all the different permutations of Shvarim that he blew. And unbelievable, so many chumas. Rabban Lechasim, that's always also known like that. Rabbi Mazel, Yibalu Chaim Aruch, was also known like that. In Taras Moshe, that's what I understood. My nephew told me, Shmuley, Wiener. So this expresses really, so you have in these beautiful Tulos and Malpios, really, I would say, the essence of Rosh Hashanah. So let's just sum up that Malpios is really a combination of two elements. Number one, the present, I call it sordid reality of a world that's wallowing in material goods. Man is involved in an orgy of sensuality, all kinds of voluptuary thrills that finite man is intrinsically drawn into. It's decadent death. But the ultimate hope is that the world will come to its senses, or they say, wake up and smell the coffee, and recognize that the eternal verities of Hashem is Barach. And that's what the Torah is all about. That's really what the Torah is all about. The mark of distinction to the temporal vagaries of the idolatrous mores that more or less had dull our rational senses. Every single Musa Sefer Rishonim, that's the thing. He says, Rishonim, Shal Tshuva, Orcha Sadikim, you name it. I'm not such a Baal Musa, that's not my area. But reading and learning all these Svarim, you see, that's truly. And this transformation, this metamorphosis, dafka occurs in Rosh Hashanah, but it's not a split second kind of occurrence. It's a slow and plodding kind of venture of individuals with the recognizing their, I would call it, existential hapless and hopelessness, and they're in the doldrums. And now they can rise to the occasion and come to a visceral recognition of Hashem Echad, Shmo Echad. That's what Rosh Hashanah is all about. And Halvai, we should deserve them to that messianic era, the recognition of Hashem Emes, the Terasa Emes, the Eich Hashem, the Zotah, and not Tzachim, the Shatzi Gelu, and the Eich Hashem.